Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your mighty, all-consuming love, power, knowledge, wisdom. And so we just thank you, Father God. You gave this world to us, this earth, this sea, and the sky, and it was all beautifully in order, working perfectly in harmony. We thank you, Father God. We see now we need restoration, and we see a shaking, and we thank you, Lord, that you're in control. So we lift up this earth to you. We lift up mankind to you, Lord, and we ask your will and your way. And thank you for this word of encouragement this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read 1 Timothy 2 from verse 1 to 4. First of all, I ask that you pray for all people. Ask God to bless them and give them what they need, and give thanks. You should pray for rulers and for all who have authority. Pray for these leaders so that we can live quiet and peaceful lives. Lives full of devotion to God and respect for Him. This is good, and it pleases God, our Savior. God wants everybody to be safe and to fully understand the truth.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your instruction, Father God. So we lift up all mankind up to you. We lift up all rulers and all governments up to you, Father God, so that you would bless them and give them what they need, Lord. Thank you. We understand in our Father prayer exactly what we need. We all need a Savior. We all need a Father. We all need the Father's will to be hallowed, to be appreciated, to be taken hold of, because at the end of the day, everything works according to the counsel of your will. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we can live quiet and peaceful lives, Father God, not loud and arrogant, Father God, quiet and godly, Lord. So, Lord, thank you, Father God, for helping us in this way, Father God. Thank you that we can be devoted to you and respectful to you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you desire all to be saved and come to an understanding of the truth, Lord. So thank you, Lord. We do this, Father God, knowing this is you telling us to do it. And we thank you, Father God, that all that is required is found in these scriptures, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, Lord. Help us to be quiet and godly, Father God, and just pray. Thank you, Lord, that we acknowledge you in all our ways, Father God. We reason together with you, talking to you, praying, and we thank you. You make our way straight, Lord. You make every person's way straight, Lord, and you bring this world back the way it's supposed to be, Father God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.